Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wanen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special teaching, You've Already Got It, was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
The sixth chapter of the book of Mark, Jesus was in his hometown, and there were many sick folk there, but it says he could do, not that he wouldn't do, but he could do no miracle, no mighty miracle, save that he laid his hand upon a few sick folk. And if you put this together with Matthew 6:13-58, which is the exact same story, it says there he couldn't do the many mighty works because of their unbelief. It wasn't Jesus that had the problem, but people have to cooperate. And when he was in a situation where there was total unbelief, it hindered what Jesus was able to do. If Jesus was hindered by the unbelief of the people he was ministering to, then you're going to be hindered by the unbelief of the people you're ministering to. You aren't going to get better results than Jesus did. So you do have to take into account the other person. But I'm saying that most of the time, we don't ever recognize the authority and the power that God has given us, and we just beg God and ask God for healing, and then we sit there and we're passive, just waiting on God to do something. The truth is, God's waiting on somebody to do something. He flows through us, and the reason that people aren't being healed is because there's very few people who are aggressive in their faith and will take responsibility and say, I've got the healing power of God, and I'm going to resist this thing and fight against it. And very few people are aggressive. Most people are very, very passive when it comes to all of these kind of things. And that's the reason they don't get healed. And this man was healed because Peter and John said that they knew that they had this. They didn't even pray a prayer. They just commanded healing to come. And then they grabbed the man by the hand and lifted him up. He had never walked in his life. And he went walking and leaping and praising God. People say, where is the God of Peter? The answer is, where is the Peters of God? It's not God who's changed. It's the people that don't stand up and take their authority. And this is what I'm trying to get across, that God's already done his part. We aren't waiting on God to move. God has already provided everything. When it comes to being born again, you don't ask God to come die for you. You don't hear somebody talk about that he died 2,000 years ago for those people. And if you will pray, maybe Jesus will come back to the earth and die for you. See, you don't look at it that way. It looks at it as it's already done. He died for the sins of the whole world. And even those who hadn't been born yet. We're 2,000 years after the fact. And Jesus has already paid for our sins. It's a done deal. And so it's so easy to receive salvation, because you aren't asking God to come and save you. You're believing the good news that he's already done it. And all you're doing is receiving what was already yours. That's why it's so easy to get saved and so hard for most people to be healed. If you think about it logically, it ought to be easier for you to be healed than it was to get saved. Because when you first believed for salvation, you were a child of the devil. Your nature was a child of the devil. You belonged to him. You were carnal. There wasn't any of us that had been fasting and praying and seeking God and doing all of these good things before we got born again. You were living like the devil. You didn't have any goodness to your name. You didn't have anything going for you. And yet you heard the good news about how Jesus died to forgive your sins. You believe and receive it, and receive the greatest miracle that you could ever receive. And that's the forgiveness of sins. You become born again. And if Satan ever had right to stop you, he should have had right to stop you from getting saved, because you were his legally. But he couldn't do a thing except tell you you didn't get it. All he could do is just play mind games with you. He couldn't stop you from being born again. Now that you're born again, you are God's child. And you have God living on the inside of you and receiving your eyes open, your ears open, receiving the healing of cancer, being raised from the dead ought to be minor in comparison to be raised from the dead spiritually. It ought to be easier to get healed than it was to get saved. But you know why most people don't have as good success? Because they see getting your sins forgiven as something that was already done, and it's just a matter of you reach out and receive it. But when it comes to healing, that's not already done. You have to go get God to do that. You have to do something to motivate him, and you aren't sure whether he will do it or not. If you could ever see that it's already been accomplished, you are just as much healed of cancer as you were forgiven of sins. God doesn't have to do something to heal you. If you want to get saved today, Jesus doesn't have to come to earth and die for your sins and forgive your sins. He's already forgiven the sins of the whole world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2 says that He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. He has already paid for the sins of the whole world. 2,000 years ago, our sins were paid for. They're paid for. But you have to reach out and receive it in order to make it real in your life. But it's so easy because it's already been done. But when it comes to healing, most people see healing as something that isn't done. Why do they think that? Because they got a pain in their body. Because they got a doctor's report that told them that they're sick. And to most people, what they see and what they feel is more important and more real than what they believe. But the truth is that what has happened in the spiritual realm and in the spirit, we read that last night, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. In your spirit, you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead. You have raising from the dead power on the inside of you. It's infinitely greater than cancer, than a headache, than whatever it is that you're dealing with. You've already got it. If you could see that you've already got it, you would start receiving healing as easily as you receive forgiveness of sins. You would receive joy as easy as you receive forgiveness of sins. But see, people look at that as already been done, and all you have to do is just receive it. But healing, I've got to go do something to make God heal me. It's not true. God has already done it. It's already past tense. If you need to be healed today, Jesus is not going to take stripes on His back to produce your healing. He did that 2,000 years ago. His part is already done. He is seated at the Father's right hand. The significance of that is He's not up working. He's not healing people. He's not doing things. Everything that you are going to receive from God was accomplished through Jesus 2,000 years ago. And He is now seated. It's done. You don't have to ask Him to heal you. He's already healed you. The power is inside of you. You've got to learn to release it and to draw out what has already been done instead of getting God to do it. I know some of you are just shocked. Like, I can't understand this. You're telling me I've already got it and yet I hurt. You just don't understand. No, you don't understand. You don't understand that there is a spiritual world. And that God is a spirit and that God moves in the spiritual world. And you receive from God from your spirit from the inside out, not from the outside in. In your spirit, you've already got everything that you will ever have. When you stand before God in eternity, you're going to find out that your spirit is just as perfect this moment as it will ever be in eternity. One third of your salvation is over with. It's perfect. It's complete. You are identical to Jesus in your spirit. Man, that's awesome. I know some of you, that's a brand new wrinkle in your brain. It's like you've never had that thought before. You've never heard anybody say this. But there is a you that you don't know, that you can only know by getting in the Word of God. Let me turn over to Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to start on this. I don't know how far we'll get. But Ephesians chapter 2, if you'll remember last night, I was taking the prayer from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through the end of the chapter. And he prayed that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. You know, let me just add this, that this is something that I believe you can only receive by a direct revelation of the Holy Spirit. I can't intellectually convince a person of this because I'm talking about things that can't be seen. You know, when it comes to certain things, like for instance, there's people who believe that prosperity is a wrong doctrine. And I've heard people on radio before call my name and say I'm one of those prosperity preachers. Name it, claim it, blab it, grab it preachers. And I've had people criticize me. If a person was to sit down with me, I could take the Word of God and Scripture and I could show you that prosperity is a part of our atonement. And I could argue a person to a place to where they still have to accept or reject it. I can't make them accept it, but I could get them to understand it. I could get them, I could show them through Scripture, and I could argue them into a corner, paint them into a corner where they have to acknowledge, well, I understand what you're saying. When it comes to healing, I can show people that it's God's will that every single person be well. And they could throw up questions. They could throw up Job. They could ask me about what about this? God smiting Uzziah with leprosy. I can answer those things and I can show you how in the new covenant, it's God's will for every person to be well. And even though they might or might not accept it and live by it, I can still convince them and they could understand what I'm saying. But when it comes to these things that we're talking about, I cannot make a person see this. I have talked to people till I'm blue in the face and they just look at me and still don't get it. I don't know exactly what that is, but this is something that from my experience only comes by revelation. And so I'm encouraging you this morning to open up your heart and let the Holy Spirit give you a revelation of this, because you can't just figure this out with your little peanut brain. This is beyond our ability to comprehend the things of God with just your mind. You have to understand this with your heart. Your heart has much, much better ability of comprehending and understanding things than your head does. So here in Ephesians chapter 2, right after he had prayed that their eyes would be opened to all of these awesome things that they have, it says in chapter 2, verse 1, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." It's already been done. You have already been quickened. The word quickened means to make alive. You've already been made alive. And some of you might be thinking, well, I'm not made alive.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on You've Already Got It. This five-part series was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM255 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to encourage you to check out our Living Commentary. And I call it a living commentary because I'm still in the process of writing it. I've now covered over 17,000 verses. And you get this in a digital format. Anytime you go on our website, it automatically gives you any of the new verses that I've written commentary on. And also, I'm constantly updating the ones that we already have. So that's the reason we call it a living commentary. I tell you, it is a blessing. I use it all of the time myself. And I know you'd be blessed by it, so check it out on our website. You can just click on the Living Commentary at www.awmi.net.